Geared Labyrinth. Here we'll talk about the Overwatch DLC cache.
Yes. Thank you. So welcome everyone. We are going to talk about fast disk images checksums. So who am I? I'm a long-time contributor to free software projects, and I worked for Red Hat more than 9 years on object storage. Who knows object? And I focused on incremental backup, image transfer, and NBD tools. And this project is continues the work on fast disk checksum in Oviatt that is available for a while. So we're going to talk about why do we need disk image checksums and why we cannot use the standard tools for disk images. And we'll introduce the blocksum command, which is optimized for disk images, and the block cache library, which is used by the blocksum command. And you can also use it in your program. And a good example of this usage is the new checksum command in QEMU image, which is work in progress using the block cache library. Then we see a live demo. We'll play with the tools. And finally, the most important stuff, how you can contribute to this project. So what is the issue with disk images? Why they are different than standard images? Let's say we want to upload a disk to, we have this QCAP2 image. Usually it's compressed because it's the best format to publish images. And we want to upload it to Oviatt, or maybe to OKD. Maybe Simon wants to upload it to OKD. So what we have to do is get the data from the disk image, and we need to upload it to some server on the virtualization system, and this server will write in with some disk. Now, the disk can be many things. It can be just NFS server with, and we'll have there look, a file similar to the file we uploaded, but not the same. It can be raw sparse image. It will not be compressed. Well, we have QCAP2 compressed image. Or it can be a small block device. If it's over it, can be a small block device, just large enough to fit the guest data that we uploaded on some iSCSI server. Or it can be a safe image stored in many nodes in a cluster in many disks. So we have very different shapes on the two sides, right? Disk image on one side, something completely different on the other side, different format, different way of storage. One thing must be the same. The bits must be the same. The guest data must be the same. So if we start a guest on with the disk image or with the virtual disk, we must get the same bits. So we can verify this operation by creating a checksum of the disk image, the guest data inside the disk image, and the guest data inside the virtual disk, whatever the format and shape, and the checksum must be the same. Downloading image is mostly the same problem. We have some shape of disk on one side, some shape of disk on the other side, different formats, but the guest data must be the same, and the checksum must be the same. Another interesting problem is incremental backup. In this case, the backup system will copy only change blocks on each backup if it wants to be efficient. So let's say 2 days ago we did a full backup and we stored it on this full QCAP2. And this is just one way that we can store the backups. It can be many other things. And yesterday we did another backup and we stored it in Inc1 file, which is sitting on top of the full QCAP2. And this is the backing file of this file. So we created a chain. And today we did another backup. We copied more data from the virtual disk. We created another layer. So also in this case, the guest data inside the virtual disk must be the same as the guest data inside this entire chain. So if we know how to read the guest data from the entire chain, like a guest does, we can create a checksum and we can compare it to the checksum of the virtual disk at the time of the backup. And we know if our backup is correct. So if we will restore this chain to another virtual disk, we'll get the same data. So what is the issue with the standard tools? Can we use SHA-SUM to create a checksum of this chain? So first, we have the issue of image format. Standard tools do not understand the image format. So if we have a raw image, everything is fine. But if we have QCapture image, which is identical, and here I compare the images using QM image compare, which access the guest data and compare it bit by bit. So the images are identical, but we get different checksum from SHA-SUM. Image compression, even with the same format, both images are QCAM, but one of them compressed will get different checksum because the host clusters are compressed and SHA-SUM is looking at the host data, not at the guest data. Even if we have the same image format without compression, everything is the same, right? I just converted one image to the other image. The images are identical, but we get different checksum. Why? I use the dash W flag, and this allows unordered writes. So the order of the cluster on the host can be different. The guest data is the same. Finally, the issue of sparseness. Standard tools do not understand sparseness, so here we have 6 gigabyte image, but only little more than 1 gigabyte of data. But SHA-SUM must read the entire image, so it will read this 1 gigabyte of data, compute a hash from this 1 gigabyte, and then read almost 5 gigabyte of zeros, because anything which is not allocated is read the zeros. So it must do a lot of work, which is pretty slow. For example, if we take a bigger image, here I created a 100 gigabyte image, but there is no data in this image. It's completely empty, just a big hole. And computing a checksum took more than 3 minutes. So do we really want to use this for 1 terabyte image? It's not the best tool for this job. And let's introduce the BlockSUM command, which is optimized for this case. So first, it looks just like the standard tools. If you know how to use the standard tools, you know how to use it. You just run it and you get the checksum. It understands your image format, so if you use identical image, you will get the same checksum, although the images are different. The size is different. They do not look the same on the host. Of course, it supports compressed QCAM because it reads the QCAM to image, which decompresses the data, and it gets the actual guest data, so we get the same checksum. And it also supports snapshots. So if I create a snapshot, here I added a snapshot, this snapshot QCAM, on top of the Fedora 35 image. Fedora 35 is the backing file of the snapshot. And if I compute a checksum of the snapshot, I actually compute a snapshot of guest data inside the entire chain, not of the tiny snapshot file, which has no data yet. And we also support NBD URL. For example, if I start NBD server, this QMLBD is NBD server. Here I started it exposing this QCAM2 file using this NBD URL. And if you compute a checksum with the URL, we access QMLBD, I will get the guest data and compute the checksum. And actually, this is the way we always access images. Under the hood, we always run QMLBD and use NBD URL internally to access images. This is the reason it works. We also support reading for pipe, like the standard tools, but in this case, we cannot support any format, just raw format. And this is less efficient because we must read the entire image. In other cases, we can read only the data, but it works. So it's not enough to create tools to get correct snapshot checksums. You want it to be much faster than the standard tools because we are dealing with huge images, which are usually empty. Usually when you start to use an image, it's completely empty. Then you install operating system, add some files. Everything starts really empty and then goes. So here we tested this 6 gigabyte image with about 1 gigabit of data. And in this case, block zoom was about 16 times faster. And another example, can we compute a checksum for 8 terabyte image? Is it practical? It is. It took only 2.5 or 2.6 seconds. And if we do it with ChaSum, it's not practical to actually do it. So I tested 100 gigabyte image. It took about 200 seconds. So the estimated time is 4 hours and 29 minutes. It means in this case, we are 6,000 times faster. And of course, we create a different checksum. It's probably obvious, but any tool has its own checksum because they use different algorithms. So BlockSum is using, under the hood, some cryptographic hash function, but it's a different construction. So we don't get the same checksum. Now, it's not available everywhere, anywhere. But I build it in copper. So if you run, if you have a Fedora or CentOS or RHEL system, you can enable the copper repo, and then you can install it, the package and play with the tool. So the block hash library. Basically, BlockSum is just using a library to compute the hash. So you can also use the library to integrate its functionality in your program. The library is very simple. This is the entire API. It gives you the standard interface to create a new hash, to update it, and to get the result, the final interface, and of course to free the resources used. So if you use any cryptographic hash libraries, maybe Hashlib or OpenSSL, you know these interfaces. Now the important difference is that when you update, when you give it a buffer with data, this API will detect zeros in the data. And if we find a zero block, we will hash it much, much faster. So this this increases the throughput by one order of magnitude or something like this. Even if you read from the file, you know, you give it a buffer with zeros, we can hash it much faster. But the most important API is the zero API, which is new API that no other library supports.